What? Mizzy World Entertainment is back to present another episode of Mad Mizzy Sports. I am your host, Mad Mizzy. This is the co-host, Ron Money. What's the deal, broski?
What's going on, gang?
Chilling, chilling, man. How was your weekend?
It's great.
Yeah, man. Just heard you saying the great news and all that. So I know you had a fun weekend, you feel what I'm saying? But hope everybody enjoyed the weekend. It was a sports-filled weekend, you feel what I'm saying? So we got a lot to touch on. Diving right into it, man. What did you think of Lomachenko's performance against George Kambosos on Saturday?
Man, my weekend was so great. I ain't even get to watch the greatness.
Oh, damn, the that's a popping white man right there playing. That. Hey, listen, man, that's more power to you. You feel me?
Yeah, I see the highlights though. With a body shot.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy ready, man. That guy ready.
He been looking crazy his past two fights. I mean, we all think that he beat Devin Haney, but this one he just ended up finishing the job, which it looked like he was going to do against Devin Haney. I don't know why he didn't, honestly, but yeah, I mean, Loma been looking like Loma for real, honestly, and that was just a classic performance from him. You feel what I'm saying? And like you said, ended it with a body shot that just crumbled my guy. You feel what I'm saying? So, what did you think about Tank calling him out?
Hey, that's good for Tank. That's good for Tank because me personally, I didn't think you fight nobody.
Right.
I didn't think you fight nobody. So fight Loma next. I like that. I like that. Let's get it popping, man. This is what we need.
Facts. That's what we need. That's what we need. But I mean, for anybody that's really been keeping an eye on it, we all know that. I mean, Tank been before when Loma was in his, you know what I'm saying, prime.
Yeah, no, he ain't want no part.
Tank wasn't trying to have those talks, you feel what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's funny, but hey, listen, it is that climate in boxing though where the best is fighting the best. It's just funny that's his energy towards Loma, but when they bring up Shakur, he a little bit more standoffish about fighting Shakur. But hey, that's just my
I agree with you. I definitely think he should fight Shakur.
You feel what I'm saying? And that's the crazy thing. That's the one thing that I did take away from it is like, yo, 135 is stacked right now. Although we think that Loma probably should have been undisputed at 135 and defended that undisputed titles against Tank and Shakur. They all got a belt now, bro. So that shit about to be a war of attrition. They going to have to fight each other.
Yeah, I was going to say they going to have to fight, yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Point blank period. So we about to see who really bought that life and who really just in it for the show. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I was excited for. I'm like, yo, you got Shakur with a belt. You got Lomachenko with a belt. And you got Tank all at 135. And then they got the other bull. He going up for a belt. Coming up this Saturday, so that shit going to be amazing, bro. That shit going to be amazing this summer of boxing.
This summer of boxing is back.
Feeling like the fucking 80s out this joint. Yeah. 70s, 80s, you feel me?
Yep. Yeah, boxing ain't had no movement like this in a long time.
Real long time, you feel what I'm saying? And we still got Fury and Usyk coming up. Usyk coming up, so listen, man. This is going to be an exciting time for sports fans, boxing fans, yes, everybody. You feel what I'm saying? With that being said, let's get over to the NFL, man. We had the huge news. Kickoff and for the 2024 NFL season has been released. We already know it's going to be the Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs, but we officially know they will be playing the Baltimore Ravens. What's your reaction? You think that's a shot at the Ravens? Do you think that's praises to the Ravens? What you thinking, bro?
I say it's praises to the Ravens. We got an MVP.
Two-time MVP
quarterback. Three-time Super Bowl champion MVP. So, yep. Get it on. Put him on there. Even though facts. I would love to see CJ, but I'll get into CJ Friday or something, or the next football segment. But I'm with it. I'll watch the Ravens. Facts. I watched the Ravens Chiefs. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, it's two-time MVP of the league and three-time MVP Super Bowl champion. So let's get it on.
Facts.
Then I got my boys on that Friday.
For real, to me, I felt like that was like a tip of the cap to the Ravens because the way they lost, you would think, bro, for me as a competitor, I'd want to get right back at them. You feel what I'm saying? Like, first game, I know it don't really mean shit, especially if nine times out of ten, we're going to have to beat them in the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl anyway. But still, I want to get that bad taste out of my mouth. I want to implement this game plan, let them know, hey, listen, this is what y'all got to expect if we do have to see y'all down the line. You feel what I'm saying? So to me, I felt that it's a good matchup. The Chiefs end up winning this game more often than not, but they end up being close games. So, listen, I think that the Ravens will be up for the challenge. And, you know, I feel like it's going to be a tough one because I just can't see the Chiefs losing back-to-back home openers where they dropping the banner, bro. You know what I'm saying? Back-to-back home openers where you revealing the banner. I just can't see it, bro. I can't see it. But we'll see. You know, we'll see. You know who I'm rooting for. You know I'm rooting for L-Jack. But, listen, I can't see that shit, bro.
Right now, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I would have loved to see CJ and Mahomes battle out in the first game of the year, but I got plans for CJ. I got something to say about CJ.
Facts, facts. And then we got y'all following up the next day in Brazil against the Packers. That shit crazy. And then I like the Monday nighter, man. Let's talk on this one. What do you think about this one? What do you think about this for the Jets, bro? San Francisco 49ers, Monday Night Football, opening the season off.
Hopefully, they
my man coming back from an Achilles injury.
He better be back all year. Hopefully, it won't be four plays again.
Hey, listen, I don't wish injury on nobody, but, bro, that's a harsh defense to go up against in your first game back. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, it's going to be a good one if Aaron Rodgers play all game. It's going to be a good one. Well, hopefully.
Hey, listen, we're going to say he's going to play the whole game. You feel what I'm saying? We
ain't I still like the Niners in the white ball. I like the Niners nobody, outright.
You feel what I'm saying?
The Niners outright.
Yeah, I would take that outright. Because you know a lot of people going to be hype on the Jets.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, I mean, we start off at – well, no, we don't. We usually start the season slow, so I ain't going to say that. But I don't see how they're going to slow down Christian McCaffrey. So, listen,
yeah, I like
we'll see. I know they got a good defense and all that, but we'll see. To me, I thought that was a tough week one opponent, though. I know they got to play us this year anyway, but that's a hard road opponent to kick the season off with, in my opinion. Especially, like I said, with Aaron Rodgers coming back from an Achilles injury.
I mean, he got a lot to prove, man. The man be 40. It ain't Brady 40. You know, when Brady was 40, we still feared this man. Yeah. This guy got a lot to prove, man. He got to, literally a lot. Not just play the whole game. He got to get the Jets back where the Jets supposed to be.
Facts.
I ain't that hype on the Jets, so he literally
got a ball. And we want his arch nemesis. You get what I'm saying? Like, he hasn't beaten us in the playoffs ever.
That's horrible.
So, listen, it's one of those teams. Like, I feel like that's a good thing for them, though, because that's a tough challenge from the rip. Even if they don't beat us, like you said, he got to put up a fight. You got to show us they got you for a reason, bro.
Yeah, right. Yeah, period. Which I think they should have went and got Lamar, but that's here or nay. Who
neither
am I?
Neither here nor there.
Yeah, who you am know I? What I'm right.
Saying? They got to bite that bullet now. Everybody got to bite that bullet. You know I understand. And the Ravens just happy as hell that nobody took that bait.
Yeah, man. I don't understand that, bro. You went for the old quarterback, and this kid would have been around for the next 12 years. I don't understand that.
Like they have to win now. Wanting to be right, bro. They just I don't know, bro. I can't speak to it. You feel what I'm saying? It baffles me.
I don't understand that. I really don't.
Let's get over to the NBA, man. We had a crazy game four last night. Neither Kyrie Irving nor Luka Doncic had good games yesterday, but they still were leading throughout the game and then blew it at the end. What's your reaction? And who do you think has the momentum going into game five heading back to Oklahoma City?
Man, it was a bad game for the Mavericks. Man, you have to win this game. It was up 15 at one point.
Yeah.
13. You can't lose this game. And then where Kyrie Irving at? This is the playoffs. You play 40 minutes and score 9 points. Who are you, Tobias Harris? What's going on?
Yeah, you can't be compared to that man. Yeah, not with the skill level you got, brother.
Come on, man. Come on, dog. Against man, these
you
gotta young
take
cats,
more than 11 shots, bro.
Yeah, no, come on, man. Come on, man. No, we got to play better. PJ Washington can't be the only one scoring 20.
Facts. Like, Luka, where you at? 16 points? Come on, bro.
Come on, man. They blew this game. But I still got faith in them going seven. The better team going to win game seven. So, got more momentum? I'm going to say OKC going in, going home. You got to win game. Whoever win game five, that's what they say. Whoever win game five is winning the series. But I see this series going seven.
I mean, it's a best of three at this point, so you figure whoever wins the next game is gonna have the lead foot as far as taking the series right. Heading back to Dallas. And for me, yeah, I feel like OKC definitely has the momentum just because they stole that game. Like, they didn't play well in Dallas at all, for real. They should have lost both games. They should be going back home down 3-1. But they won't. You get what I'm saying? And right now, the thing that's giving them the most confidence is that their best player is the best player in the series right now. And the fact that, I mean, we ain't making excuses, but Luka clearly doesn't look like himself right now. So
right.
If Luka not looking like himself, we know Kyrie is great at his role, but I don't know if he can. He might be able to get two more games to close the series out, but the way SGA is playing right now, I don't know if he'll be able to offset that without Luka playing at least close to where he was at. You get what I'm saying? So I got OKC with the momentum right now, but like you said, the best team is going to win, and I feel like the most healthy team is going to win, because I feel like as we talk about the next series we're going to talk about, that's kind of what's happening, is that the more healthier team is pulling away. So with this Dallas OKC series, I feel like as long as if Luka can, you know what I'm saying, muster some more up, then they'll probably pull two more games out. But if over the next three games he's going to have two more games where that knee is affecting him a little bit more, then OKC going to end up pulling it out. But this is a great series right here, man. This is a great series. Good job, yeah. Man.
This is definitely a great series. That's why I got it going seven.
Yep, back and forth. All right, man. Pacers, Knicks tonight. What's your opinion on the series right now? Who do you think has the momentum? And yeah, you still got the Pacers in six?
You damn right I got the Pacers in six. The Pacers should be winning the series 3-1. They got two games in New York get out of their control. In the two games they won at, did they win? Yeah, they won at home. The game four was just a total wipeout.
Yeah, that was.
But the key
once players. Once OG Knicks, wasn't out there, that shit was whitewashed.
That's exactly what I'm going to get into. OJ and Ananobi is the key player for the Knicks. The kid can play perimeter defense, any defense, straight up defense, and he could knock down a comfortable shot.
Facts.
So if we don't got him out there, and if we don't got our 8-man rotation, there's nothing we can do.
Exactly. And they've been playing like that for like 2 months straight. Them motherfuckers is running on fumes, bro. Point blank period. When you look at them, they just look exhausted. You get what I'm saying? Fucking Josh Hart played every single minute with the past two games for the Knicks. So, and he's been playing out of this world. You had that Dante.
Yep. That man looked like he couldn't breathe.
Just came back down to earth. I think he was averaging like 30 points in the series up until the last game. You can't be expecting that shit from these players. Like, from now, from Jaylen, of course, he's first team all NBA MVP caliber player and all that, so you can expect that. But he playing on one foot, you get what I'm saying? So it's just looking like they breaking down at this point. And the Indiana Pacers just look young, healthy, and hungry. And they know right now that as long as they run and keep the pace up, they eventually gonna run the Knicks into the ground, bro. You feel what I'm saying?
And they've been the better team, so I got them winning in six. Now I got the winning tonight, and I got the winning back in Indiana. And
if the Knicks don't win tonight, I just don't see how they muster up enough energy to snatch one in Indiana. So for me, I think the Knicks season is on the line tonight, and we'll see how they come out. Listen, Jaylen been surprising me all year, so I won't be so. I won't be surprised if I get surprised again. You feel what I'm saying? But but yeah, man. Yeah, I'm probably liking the Pacers to probably finish it in six too. Because like I said, I just with no OG, that foot injury looked like it's catching up to Jaylen. He's already been carrying the team. Like eventually he's going to come back down to earth too. The man been dropping like 35 and 10. You feel what I'm saying? In the playoffs, so. Listen, bro. I feel like they time probably running out in New York, bro. Time probably running out. You feel what I'm saying? You got the Pacers tonight?
I definitely got the Pacers. I told you, I got the Pacers in six. I got to win in the next two games. This series is over. They're the better team.
I'm going to go with the Pacers, too. Unfortunately. Unfortunately. Hey, man, the Knicks breaking down, bro. Damn. I ain't know that shit was going to happen.
I think OG should be back tonight. They should be good.
OG be back tonight? If OG back, I got the Knicks done. If OG play tonight, I got New York.
No, I haven't got word on that. I was just trying to, like...
You ain't talked to your sources yet? You ain't talked to your sources? Right,
cool. I just wanted to make you pick the Knicks so I could make my bet. You know what I'm saying?
Keep my bet. You sneaky motherfucker. Let's get over to the nightcap tonight, man. We got the Timberwolves at the Nuggets. T-Wolves up 2-0. What? T-Wolves tied with the Nuggets 2-2. What's your opinion? We thought the series was looking scary for the Nuggets, but I told you before the weekend came, before game three came, before game three and four, I'm like, listen, if we're going to go down with the ship because they the champs. We're going to have faith in them, and they righted the ship, so we good. What's your opinion on the series right now? Who has the momentum? And, yeah, who you got tonight?
Clearly, the champs got the momentum. You cannot. As the Timberwolves, you cannot blow game four. You can't. Game three probably would have been like, all right, that's a gimmick. All right, they back. All right, now we got to crush them game four. But the same thing happened in game three, happened in game four. You let these guys wake up, and now they're going to be in some trouble.
Yeah. And the bad thing is that they came back and dominated the next two games. The reason that everybody was like, hold up, what's going on with the Nuggets? It wasn't because they lost two close games at home. They got dominated. The first game was kind of close, and then the next game they got smoked on. So we like, hold on, what's going on with the Nuggets? But then they came in, they smacked them in game three. And then game four, it looked close. But, bro, they was up 13 for damn near the whole game, bro. I'm watching the game. They was going back and forth between being up like 8 and 13 the whole damn game. So they controlled that game the entire game. So for me, the Timberwolves, they got to figure out a way to get Karl Anthony Towns back involved, because now the Nuggets, they're exposing him, getting him back into playing defense, getting him into foul trouble, getting him out of the game. When Anthony Edwards doesn't have him, they really don't have a shot. So Ant can do all he want, but if
nobody got out there to run with him, right, they're gonna lose every game.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, that's kind of what I see. Who you seeing right now, though, winning tonight?
I got the Nuggets winning tonight.
Yeah, I don't see them losing the first three games. I feel like they got control. I feel like they got a beat on the Timberwolves right now. Mm-hmm. I feel like they probably going to end it in six, bro.
Yeah, they got that confidence back. Man, you got the whole world let this team down, saying that they don't got it no more. I mean, it's over. Wolves in four, man, they woke right up. It's over.
And I like what Michael Malone said. He said he went in there and told them, listen, y'all the champs, bro. Mm-hmm. Act like it. Play like that shit. You feel what I'm saying? And they came out and did that. You feel what I'm saying? I've always liked his confidence. Ever since last year, he was never scared to talk shit, even before they was like winning the championship, rubbing it in the Lakers' face that they won and all that. So I like his confidence. I feel like that's what they need with their team, like certain reminders, like, yo, y'all forgot who y'all was, you feel what I'm saying? And they remember who they is, and they about to step, bro. So I just don't see how the Timberwolves going to kind of turn it around, bro.
Dang, man, I like young Ant.
Yeah, I think they're going to be good, but I feel like, again, the two bigs might come against you, especially with Rudy not being somebody that can really score, you get what I'm saying, like outside of dunks and layups and shit, you get what I'm saying? So I feel like if he had at least like a mid-range, it'd be a little bit different, but
it's definitely a guard lead.
Exactly, you feel what I'm saying? Or a shooting lead. You gotta be
able to shoot. All right.
You feel what I'm saying? You gotta be able to shoot it.
Definitely a shooting lead.
What you think about the NHL playoffs before we get out of here?
Hey, man, I'm liking it, man. I'm liking these teams. Florida, man. They go, you pick Florida.
Florida dominating right now, bro.
They dominate, man. I like it. Man, keep it going. Edmonton down right now, but I like them. I like them tonight, though.
Facts. I like same here. You know what I'm saying? They in a scrappy little series right now, but we'll see how that go. your Rangers, they looking like they might fumble that lead, bro.
Well, yeah, not
the Rangers, but the Rangers you don't like. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, they look like they might fumble that lead against the Hurricanes.
F the Rangers. Hurricanes pull it out, baby. Let's go, Hurricanes.
Hey, what's it, 3-2 right now?
Yep.
Rangers? Yeah, yep. Canes won last night. Yeah, I was watching that, y'all. But yeah, man, that's it for the episode. Hope y'all have a good night. Have a productive week. Y'all know what it is. We be back Friday. Mad Mizzy Sports Live, Mizzy World Entertainment. Gang.
Shout out to the Mad Mizzy World.